Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
All right, let's get this thing started. Let's get rolling. We're here. Let's get started and get rolling. My Wife Hates Me podcast.
Number 7,000,050.
We've done a lot of them. Six years or whatever. If you break it down, we've probably made 4 cents an episode.
If that.
Yeah. We're not out for money.
But we've actually made no sense every episode. little pun there. Rich, why can't you get this right?
That's right. It's a template. It just tapes over it. Relax.
I know, but it's...
My wife, the template. You don't erase the template.
We've had this argument, this exact...
Not about the template. We haven't
yes,
had
Yes, we've
it.
Had this exact argument on the podcast before. We don't have to have it again. However, it's bizarre.
You have
bizarre.
To have a template.
It's bizarre that you just keep on saying the same things over and
over. I don't
say
it. We've never had an argument about the template.
All right.
And taping over other episodes, which I erased, is a problem. You have to have a
template.
That
is an episode.
No, that's a template. Read it. My Wife template.
Yeah, but why is there somebody's talking on it then? I'm clearly doing a read right there.
Whatever's going on.
That's the only time that you're quiet. Well,
you don't know.
You don't listen.
How many, didn't we just say we've done 600 or 500 some podcasts?
And you still don't know how to do
no,
it.
No, and they've been pretty successful. And a couple of them went bad, but maybe 4
okay,
out of 500.
So they're successful. So you say, oh, this is the way that I'm going to do it. But instead.
It is, obviously, because we're doing it this way. So it is
down.
The way we're doing it. Because you always bring up the negative.
You were the one who saw the fucking.
And I didn't say it.
And you went like this.
No, I didn't.
Even you knew. You were like, damn.
No, I went, because I'm doing this with you. I didn't.
No.
Yes.
Stop.
So let's.
You have a weird thing where you won't, like, you'll dance around issues, even if you just be like, well, that's how I'm doing it. Like, that's what you could just
say. It's not how I'm doing it. It's how it works, how it runs.
No, that's where you're wrong.
That's not where I'm wrong.
Yeah, it is.
It's the template. Do you know anything about a template? Go ahead. What's the template? Come on. You know so much. What's the template?
Are you kidding me? Are you joking?
Yeah, go ahead. You think you know?
Basically, the template is the thing that you keep clicking on in order to... I don't know why you don't get a new one. But a template is what they set it up for you. But the template should be empty. But you keep recording over the template. So then we keep recording over the last episode.
No,
that's not
the last episode, because it would say the last episode. That's the template.
No, that's the last episode, because that's when I did the read at the beginning.
You don't know anything. I'm not going to argue. It's like arguing with somebody.
Well, explain it to, like, why you see it happening. I don't understand what you could argue about.
I'm not arguing about
because
anything.
The problem that kept happening was that at the end of the podcast,
no, it only happened like four times.
Don't you think that's too many?
No, not have 500 and something. No, no.
Do you think Joe Rogan has extra podcasts at the end of his?
I first of all don't act like he's your best pal.
I'm just using him. He came into my head. I'm just using him as an example.
Yeah, because he mentioned your name because he talked about you again.
Okay.
And do you thank him? Yes, thank him.
Yeah, of course I thanked him.
On our podcast.
Well, he's not going to hear it here.
Huh?
He's not going to hear it here.
Yeah, people will go, hey, Voss, Bonnie, thank you on their podcast.
No, he's worth $500
million. He's not worth $500 million. He's not... You know, he's worth a lot of money.
Well, how much was his deal for?
$100 million.
Oh.
Listen, I don't like to ask people for things.
But what, you want $1 million?
Oh, yeah, I would love that. But I said, just please take me under your wing and turn my career around. I'm funny. I have this 1 hour special that was shot at an NA convention. How has it not been sold to TV? No one's ever shot a special at an NA convention. I'm the first. And do you know what? There's such a gigantic audience for this. I don't know how the fuck it's not. Netflix would rather put some fucking bullshit. What, you saying swallow? I don't have a lot of saliva. Do you say swallow?
It was getting like a little...
I just don't get fucking TV. Let's put this or that. They're saying not all. There's some great specials, but they're saying nothing. They're telling a joke that means not that my fucking mailman can do, you know, or you know anybody. And it's just fucking. And yet I have a special that's personal, that's never been done before, that's fucking good, shot great, really. Shot well, 5 or 6 cameras, and it's never been done. But no, let's keep doing the same bullshit, the same crap. Oh, that person has this many followers. Let's give them a special. Well, guess what? They fucking stink. It's not, nobody remembers it. No, there's not a following, a certain following. When I do a special at an NA convention, I'm going to get so many people in fucking recovery, people that relate to recovery, people that have food addictions, gambling addictions, spending, drugs, alcohol. Everybody fucking relates to it. And if you're not addicted to somebody, you know somebody that is addicted to something. So it's so relatable. But no, not hip enough for fucking TV, really. I bet you if some young fucking unfunny cocksucker did a fucking special at an NA convention that had maybe 2 years clean compared to me having 34 years, had 2 years clean and go, oh, look, I have a special that I shot at a convention. I have 2 years clean. I'm young. I'm new. Oh, yeah, let's buy it. This fucking industry is the worst. I you know what? When fucking clubs close and businesses, some of them go out of business, fuck you. I'm glad because you know what? I'll always do comedy. I don't give a fuck if I do it in a parking lot, in a backyard. I'll always do fucking comedy. So fuck you guys.
Just not on the podcast?
What are you talking about? Oh, I just don't do comedy here? Well, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm just trying to make a fucking point. I have something that's so fucking unique. It's so unique. It's really fucking pisses me off.
You
want
to start this over?
No, why would I start it over? What's wrong?
I mean, it seems a little...
Angry that I'm angry? Yeah, because I'm just thinking about it. You're looking... we're taping a special on Tuesday. You know, a bunch of us together. It's going to be fun. You know, Colin's thing.
For HBO Max.
Yeah. It's Colin's thing, but... Yeah, people that see this special are amazed and they go, holy fuck, the opening, Bonnie directed the opening. It's so fucking cool. I'm fucking furious. And you know what? It's not even about money. It's kind of about ego. And not only ego, it's about when you have a product that, you know, if you had a house or, you know, a full of food and people were starving and it came over, I don't want it. Go, what the fuck? You're hungry. Nah, we're going to eat the crappier food from the kid down the road that has crappier food. We're going to eat that. It seems more hipper eating his food. Oh, fucking assholes. It's fucking crazy. You agree with me, but you just don't say nothing. You saw the special.
I think the special is great. I just have a little bit of a different outlook on life.
Oh, which really?
Which is that there's a lot, like, this is a business where very few people sort of make it through.
Oh, I made it.
And I feel like we did. Yes. Yeah, so I feel like like we already got really lucky.
No, we made it through out of perseverance and putting out our own products.
I think even if people persevere and work really hard, there's still like a great deal of luck involved. That's my personal viewpoint. I don't know if it's true, obviously, but I just think like there's certain people that come along at a certain time that they get lucky that they're the right person in the right place. And
now in 1 week, the industry goes, oh, we want this. Now we want that.
But
they don't know.
Were,
they don't want talent. They don't want funny. They want categories. They want fun.
Well, when we first met and then we started getting a bunch of stuff together and whatever. I'm sure people were jealous of us.
No, because we were talented.
We seemed like we were young and...
No, I was never young when I met you, and we were talented. We were talented and we had, you know, we were already in the business a while. People weren't jealous of us, and we delivered everything we've ever done.
I guarantee you there's people that are jealous of you.
Well, there's
and the things that you're getting and don't think you deserve it, or things come easily to you.
Nothing comes easy.
That's what every single person in the world thinks about their own shit, though. Like, look at Paris Hilton. She has a documentary out right now that's available on YouTube, I think, which is about, you know, her parents sent her away, I guess, to some boarding school that was like really hard on kids. You know, anyway, she uses this as like that she was like abused at how hard her life is. It's like it's really hard. She really believes it. She really believes like I came through something really difficult and hard. And we look at her and go fuck yourself. Like,
but people could have a hard life mentally, maybe not materialistic or financially.
No, I know, but even if you had like 4 years or 3 years or 2 years or when you're, I don't know how many years she spent at the school.
Yeah, but leading up to that, you don't know how her parents were.
Well, you're actually arguing the opposite point now.
No. How am I arguing the opposite point?
Because you're saying basically everyone, you know, you look at someone that you think,
No, but I'm also saying they didn't get it. I'm saying they got it easily, but I'm saying they don't have a product like I have. They don't have a product. A lot of these people, if you close your eyes, it's all the same. They're not.
Yeah, but they don't think that. And
no, it's not them. I don't blame the people for
that. I know, but I'm saying you're only seeing through one perspective, which is your own perspective. If you saw through their perspective, they'd be like, he's like Bobby Kelly and Keith and Florentine and Colin.
That I am?
Yeah, they would see that. They think you're the same as them. They think they're completely original.
No.
They see themselves. They're like, I am the true
I'm complete.
God of
all
comedy.
All of us are different completely on stage.
No, I agree with that.
I'm saying is what I'm
can
offering.
Can you just shush for
no,
one second? Because look, you had, remember, all the lines were just yours for so long. And you want to have a conversation, but you don't want to listen.
No, because you never take my side. You always going to argue.
I'm saying, how about looking at things differently? Because you're only looking through your own eyes and your
industry.
Own experience.
You see the same thing with the industry. You see how close-minded. You see the stuff they said no to us about that they've held us for a year saying, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. You've seen, and I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of the industry does not have a clue of what's going on. And you know that as well as I do.
I'm trying to explain to you a different way of looking at it so you don't feel so persecuted. It's not personal.
It is personal when they don't take something of yours and that's unique.
It's hard to feel that it's not personal, but it's
like,
not personal.
Like I said, if that's special, what I did was done by a
A young whippersnapper.
A young somebody, some young comic from Brooklyn, or
because
a person of color, or you know, a Latino comic.
Right, but they're sitting there thinking, like, I've had such a hard life. Why shouldn't some good thing happen to me?
I'm not blaming the comic. I'm not blaming. If I, any comic's not going
to
say no.
Or what about the industry who's being told constantly, like, you need to diversify. You need to have more.
All right. So here's something diverse. An older guy doing something that's never been done. That's pretty fucking diverse.
Okay. From your perspective.
No. If you're diverse, it's diverse. Okay,
we can't have all white guys, and then they go, well, you only have all white guys, and then they go, but this one is older, and he's doing
NA. It's not all white guys.
I'm just saying, look at it differently. Then you'll feel better about it.
I'm not going to feel better about it until it's fucking out there. I don't give a fuck if they put it up for free, which we can't put it up for free.
You understand that I'm not talking about the quality of it at all.
No, and also our roast, one of the best roasts in history.
Yeah, but it got a lot of views. People like it.
Yeah, I know. But okay, you know what? It got on YouTube in 4 months, it's got over 300,000 views, right?
Mm-hmm.
If that was on fucking Comedy Central, do you think some of their shows are getting 300,000 views? I don't think so. Some are, some aren't. And if it was on Comedy Central, it would get probably twice that much because it's on Comedy Central. But, you know, why would they buy our roast when they could have a roast of a celebrity who has no good friends on the roast? It's not personal. It's just a bunch of writers doing scripted fucking comedy. And yeah, our roast was
a
lot of our roast was inside, but still it was great. You're not going to fucking see a better roast than the one we did. It's inside. So maybe it wasn't right for Comedy Central, but it was definitely right for some other hip type of fucking network that does hip type of shit, you know, but you know, why, whatever. It's frustrating to be in a business where you think it really, a lot of times, doesn't have to do with talent. It really doesn't. You know, in the NBA, if you can't play ball, you're not making the fucking team. They don't care what color you are. If you're white, black, blue, if you could play ball, you're making the team. Same with football, baseball.
But that's more recent, right? I mean, in sports, it didn't used to be like that.
Yeah, if you stunk, you didn't get on the team.
I think if you were black, you didn't get on the team.
Yeah, but that was, I'm not talking about that.
I'm just saying that there was a time when it wasn't like,
yeah, that was,
when
yeah.
baseball wasn't just the best players. Even now, a lot of it gets taken into account, I think. I don't know anything about sports, but I think when they're recruiting or whatever it's called, they look at the person's entire extracurricular thing. They look at if they party, don't they?
If you're
unhinged, yeah, lower in the draft.
Listen,
pick.
The bottom line is if you're fucking
is that true?
Talented, it could be. Yeah, you could. Is this person going to be a risk? Yeah, of course they go. It's going to be. But can they play ball? Can they make our team better?
And yes. Then a lot of times they make mistakes, right? Like the first or second draft pick sometimes never does anything.
It happens all the time. But talent, you know, you think, you know, people say throughout life, cream rises to the fucking top, you know, but not in this fucking business. It doesn't.
Cream does, though. The saying still holds.
Oh. Whatever, you know, and I don't begrudge the
but
comics.
I think that
any comic that's, you know, all these people, and I don't even know who the girl is, but all these people got mad at this girl that does the Trump impressions.
I like them.
Yeah, I never seen them. I don't know
it's
her.
It's not a Trump impression. What she does is she takes actual, I've explained this before, but if you don't want to hear it.
I heard it. She takes speeches or whatever and turns them into parody songs, right?
No, absolutely not. This is all she does. Okay. So you hear actual Trump talking, and she's going like this.
That's it?
Yeah. She's doing as though she's like lip syncing Trump. Wait.
Okay. So all these.
And it's funny.
A lot of female comics got upset. She's getting this, that. It's not her. She's not going to say, no, I don't want it. No, don't.
They're not getting upset about her. They're getting upset for the exact same every single one I read was like, I have nothing against her. Her name is Sarah Cooper. The thing
I've read stuff. She's not funny. She's not talented.
Okay. Well, I never read any of those. People. I have. And I'm talking about like the bigger comics, but they're mad for the exact same reason you're mad is that they think that the industry, you build up to a point where you're really good. And then the industry just doesn't have any interest in you anymore.
It's not, you know what? It's not even interest in me. It's a project that's unique. That's never been done. That's all. If I just did an hour special and I go, oh, they didn't buy my special, I could go, well, they go, well, what the fuck? You're not saying anything or you're not, you know, it's no big deal. But this is so unique and different. And besides it being funny, that's the selling point. That's all. You know, and I talked to my manager yesterday. I go, we should put it on YouTube. He goes, no, well, I mean, we can get it distributed. We have a fucking distributor ready to distribute it. But I don't want it that way yet. I want it fucking on TV where it belongs or on cable or on demand or wherever, you know. And
although the guys that put their, you know, Sam Morril and, you know, some others put their special on YouTube because apparently they couldn't sell it to somewhere or something. And it did really, really well.
It was great. Sam Morril, I look at his tweets. He gets, you know, 60, 70,000 likes. He's definitely, but he's fucking funny. He's a funny guy, you know.
Right. But you're saying this isn't necessary. Like,
what am I saying? I'm saying it doesn't matter if you're funny. He put it on YouTube. He didn't sell it. I don't know if he did. That's what you say. What I'm saying is it's not mine to put on YouTube because I didn't put the money behind it. I don't own the whole thing. I own part of it because it's me, but there's a lot of money put into this, you know, 5-6 camera shoot, editing. So I can't make that final decision. If I could, it would be out there already. You know, like Vimeo or whatever. What did we do the roast stunt in the beginning? On Vimeo. We didn't make a fortune. We made our money back. We made a little money. Everybody made a little money. Then we put it up for free. And that's what I would have done with this if it was all mine. I just want it out there because, one, it's not, bless you, it's not. They're not even good sneezes.
Pardon me. I'll try harder next time.
It's not.
When you're angry at the world, you know.
I'm not angry at the world.
You're so angry at me. I've done nothing.
No,
because I won't be like, you're right. Yes.
No.
Yes,
you
master.
Do the same fucking
you're
complaints.
The best.
You know, you're such a phony because you do the same complaints.
I don't.
You do.
Okay.
You don't think you do the same complaints?
I listen to you and you complain when we're not on the mics, and I do agree with you a lot.
You don't complain about
it. But I'm only taking a different angle because in my own mind, this is how I stay sane. I go, it's not personal. It doesn't have any reflection on your talent or.
Yes, I'm not saying it's personal. I'm saying they're turning down something that's unique. That hasn't been done before. That's all. And then someone else is going to come along and do it.
I understand that it is very, very frustrating when you see something that will do well and they won't do it. You're like, believe me, this is going to be great. And I do understand the frustration if anyone else had handed this in, it would have already been done. Yeah. But I think a lot of people feel that way.
Look,
you know?
When we made our movie, Women Aren't Funny, how many people told us not to make the movie and how successful was it? Right?
Yeah.
When I was on Last Comic Standing,
people are still watching it. Yeah. It's available on Amazon Prime and you can get it on Sundance now.
iTunes,
you can still get it on.
So when I was on Last Comic, I said to my agent at the time, we got to set up a tour, put the word out there. And I knew it was going to be big. I knew it.
What? Women Aren't Funny?
No, Last Comic Standing, too. And I said, because you see, you have a vision of certain things that you know are going to fucking hit.
Mm-hmm.
And people tell us, don't do women aren't funny. You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many people told us not to do it. Then people.
But they're looking at it at a different angle. They're saying like they kept saying documentaries don't make money.
Yeah. Well,
like they're saying to us, hey, that's a lot of work for very little payback, which kind of is true. But we enjoyed doing the work. That's the thing. We had
people saying, oh, I've seen that before. It's been done. And it was Bonnie directed it.
Well, somebody like no went else. On a podcast. It drove me fucking nuts. Somebody that I thought was a fan of mine.
Who, Brian Koppelman?
Yes.
He came on our radio show to discuss what we did.
And I don't remember what happened. But he was saying, like, it's already been done. And now
he hasn't said, he didn't say it's been done.
He said it's over. The idea that women aren't funny or whatever is over. And it's like, you know, this is like such a white man's fucking take on things. You know, it's like, oh, it doesn't affect you. You don't hear it every day. Oh, okay. I guess it's done. But it's like, you know, it's still an issue.
I mean, he came on our radio show to defend himself. Remember?
Yes. But
he goes, I know why I'm here. Because you fucking trashed our fucking movie.
Right.
You know, you make real movies with real money, real backers. We fucking throw together some fucking documentary.
And he also was going, why wasn't Amy Schumer in the movie? It's like,
well, she was, but
she was very short clip. And
no, she had a big part in the park, which we took out.
Well, we took it out
because it didn't fit in the movie.
It was hard. First of all, she canceled on us twice. And then she asked to be in the movie. Then she canceled on us twice. Then I forced her. I said, look, I've in the city did an interview. You have to come. So she came and did the interview. But then it didn't. We did try to put it in. But then she was really mean to me. She came to the edit one day and I was showing her the edit. And she said something so fucking rude to me that I was like, OK, I guess since this isn't working, let's just take it out.
What did she say?
Kind of like she kind of made my decision for me.
What did she say?
I don't want to get into it, but she
was. Come on, she's a big star. You know, we have bigger stars that like us. If she said something mean, oh, don't worry about it. Fuck it. Why did she come to the edit?
We were editing the movie in the same building that she had just started. Doing her TV show for Comedy Central. And so I saw Kurt Metzger or something in the hallway or whatever. And I was like, hey, what are you doing? And then, so then they came up to look at it. No, she was not. She was very Ellen about it.
I just read, is Ellen show canceled? Or is
I don't
bullshit?
Think so. Well, I can't imagine.
I read it on Ivan.
Who else loves summer but gets a little overwhelmed by all the plans? Daily Harvest helps me conquer the morning and kick off my day with intention through nourishing and delicious food, all delivered to your door. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get your daily serving of sustainably sourced fruits and vegetables without the shopping, chopping, and post-cooking cleanup. Go to dailyharvest.com right now, enter promo code HARVEST, and get up to $65 off your first order. Their strawberry and peach smoothie or apple and cinnamon opal are the perfect addition to my morning routine. They also have tons of options for any time of day, like flatbreads, harvest bowls, and bites. We all deserve easy mornings. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. So don't wait. Order your meals now at dailyharvest.com. Enter promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first order. That's dailyharvest.com, promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off.
Well, that's another thing that's so crazy is that, like,
just buy my special. What?
Wait, it's not even for sale yet.
Yet? What do you mean yet? It's been for sale for 3 years.
Oh, you're asking regular people to buy your special.
No, the industry. They listen to us. We're big amongst the industry.
Oh, okay.
What were you saying about Ellen?
It's mind-boggling to me that people, I don't get it. It's got to be some weirder thing at work. Like, you know, like Russian bots or something, because why would people want to take down a successful lesbian who's
a woman?
Yeah. Well, lesbian, you know, who broke through so many barriers. And so what if she's a fucking asshole? Like,
Look how many assholes are on a movie set.
I mean, it's like this fucking industry is populated with assholes.
What's his name was known for being one of the biggest assholes in Hollywood, and they made a movie based on him.
Right. I can't remember the guy's name, but yeah, you worked with him once.
Yeah, I worked with him on a movie. He was nice to me.
You didn't know who he was. Remember, third day you called me and you were like, do you know who this guy is? I was like,
Scott Rudin.
Yeah, Scott Rudin.
They made the movie Swimming with Sharks, and they said it was based on him. He was nice to me, but, you know, I wasn't working for him.
People have such a prop, like, that she was like, be kind on her show, and then was an asshole, you know.
Backstage.
Well, I met Ellen twice. Both times she was a little bit of an asshole. But it doesn't bother me because I actually like assholes as I marry.
Where's
one.
Raina? She's got to do a few minutes. She hasn't been here in a while. Let me text her to come down.
Do you want to pause it?
No.
Yeah.
No, don't touch anything.
Come on. Why don't you just pause it?
I don't. Where did it? We're back. Oh, come on. Sit down. We got to get through this. You got to go pick up her. What do you call her? Don't you got to pick up? What do you got to pick up?
School computer for school.
And didn't you have a problem? What's it called? It's not a computer. It's a Chromebook, right?
Yeah, it's a computer.
Okay. Didn't you have a problem last year returning it or something? Didn't they say something like you didn't return something or a part was missing or?
No.
What do you mean, really? No?
Oh, the charger.
Yeah, so don't say no.
Did you find it?
No.
Talking to the mic.
I am talking into the mic.
I'm not doing
no, come on. Sit down. What do you mean you're not doing it anymore?
It's just because you're in a mood.
I'm not in a mood. I'm trying to get a good
chair.
Go get a chair. What kind of mood am I in? Every now and then, you can't get frustrated. We've been in the house 5 months out of work. You know, my daughters are making more fucking money than me. They're working every day. We haven't really worked in 5 months. It's, you know, it does get aggravating.
Well, I'm sorry, but I have.
Well, I haven't. Okay, you have. But I barely, you know, stand up is almost a thing of the fucking past because of these fucking ridiculous governors and mayors in these fucking towns.
There's nothing they can do. They're fucked if they do and they're fucked if they don't. If they say everything gets open, half the people are like, go fuck yourself. We don't want Corona. And if they say
they don't go to
everything
places.
Is closed, then people say, go fuck yourself. I need to make a living.
If they said comedy clubs are open, you can make your own decision whether to go or not. If
it's
a
not
restaurant
that. It's,
is
it's,
open, you can make your own decision whether to go or not. So it's
yeah, but
it's
they, okay. So let's say that they say like they just opened gyms, by the way. So that now, let's say that they
I won't go. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Great.
They open gyms. What? Say what?
I'm saying now. Let's say 17 people that go to the gym. You know, six of those people get the coronavirus. They go out to their families. They get it. They get out to their people. It exponentially does become dangerous to you, even if you're not going. And I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, but I'm saying there's no fucking easy answers. And when people get mad all the time at the people trying to make the decisions, look at school. Half the people are saying, start virtual. Don't go to school. And half the people are saying, what am I supposed to do with my kids while I'm working? I understand both points of view.
Yeah, was there an easy answer in the beginning when they kept Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart open? These big companies, how come there wasn't a problem then? Right from the beginning, they kept those places open.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't making the decision.
No, because those places are big money, big donations. They have a big fucking.
So what's your response here or there, babe, to keep the things open or to keep them closed?
No, I'm saying you keep things open and it's your decision whether you go or not. Okay, if they open a school and we had the decision to send Raina to school,
but the teachers don't have a decision. They have to go to work.
No, they have the decision too. They could do it from,
no,
and they
don't.
Do. They could do it from what do you call it?
No.
My friend's a teacher, and he's doing his through, Zoom. And look at how can some places be open and some not be? That just it makes no sense. And I believe in. There's a virus out there. I believe in wearing your mask everywhere. I believe in keeping the risk is minimal. as you possibly can.
Well, then opening everything is not keeping the risk as minimal.
It's your own personal decision whether you do it.
No.
What do you think, Raina?
I mean, if like...
Talk up, please.
If your family goes to like somewhere and gets it and spreads it to you, that's not your personal decision. You still have it.
There you go, folks. The answer.
She said, she heard, first of all,
I'm not saying we should close everything down, and I'm not saying we should open everything up. I'm just saying it's a much more complicated decision. So when everyone's like, these governors and these mayors and these whatever.
Well, they're closing outside venues. You know,
there, it's a when it affects you personally, you get a lot more mad. I don't think you personally cared about the gym, but I bet gym owners personally cared about that. They don't care about the mandate that they can't no longer do outdoor shows or whatever, because that doesn't affect them. So, yes, everybody gets mad for different reasons. The teachers get mad because they don't want to have to go in and teach the kids in person.
I don't think you're right. And they shouldn't have to. I don't think schools. I think it's too crowded. Schools, places that are crowded.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She said she claims that some schools are banning masks. Where's that? Like Tennessee or some shit?
I don't know, probably.
She saw it on TikTok.
Talk up, please.
No, she's.
I'm not sure with my gum loud. I don't even have gum in my mouth.
Stop chewing your tongue so loud.
Oh, whoa. Raina's on fire.
First of all, you do have gum in your mouth, right, Rich?
I can hear it.
Rich, are you lying?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
But I wasn't chewing it.
Yeah, I could hear it. You're like...
I don't know. Okay, so then shut the whole world down.
No, I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying it's a complicated decision. So when you're... Yes, I see Vinny Brand always complaining about...
He has a tent.
Yes, but because it affects his business personally, and I understand that. It sucks if it affects your business personally. Some businesses are thriving.
Guys, governors put all this money into making it safe. They did a tent, whatever, and they close them down. You know, they put all this money out. I think de Blasio, in my opinion, is a fucking idiot.
Well, you're not the only one who thinks that, babe.
I mean, this fucking guy,
stop
I've never
saying babe.
Sorry.
Did she say babe again?
Yeah. You're not the only one who thinks that, babe. Ugh.
She thinks she's rich.
Why?
She thinks she's Richard Belzer.
I don't know who that is.
Huh?
I don't know who that is.
Listen, you're going to have to talk up or else.
I'm talking into the mic. They can hear me.
No, they can't hear you. You know, we have you down as a special guest. Add something to the podcast.
Tweet Raina is so cool if you can hear me.
Also, she was talked about on Joe Rogan. Annie Letterman called yesterday and said, listen, I called you a cunt on Joe Rogan, but a really, really funny one.
To Raina?
Yes. And then Raina said, so then she said, but it's just because I'm scared of you. And then Raina started barking at her.
Whoa. A lot of people are scared of Raina. I don't know why. Why do you think people are scared
of
you?
I'm scared. This is so dumb.
No, first of all, talk up.
I'm talking loud.
Now talk like that. Talk like that if you're going to be on
I'm talking the same level as you are.
It's a top.
I'm talking the same level as you are. Look at the little lines. Look at the little lines. They're the same height.
It's one of the biggest podcasts out there. You're lucky that we're having you on to come on this fucking podcast. So, you know, your time is money. Your time is valuable. Don't waste it.
Wait, that what? You're giving her your time is money. So now you could charge us, I guess.
No, I'm saying, you know, it's valuable. Time on a podcast this big is valuable. You know, we could have any fucking guest we want.
No.
That lives in our house.
You could only invite 3 people to your little get together. How many people could you get on this podcast? Your 3 little friends that you're inviting?
Well, first of all, I could have got a lot more people to my get-together. I just canceled my get-together.
You canceled it because you only had 3 people coming.
No, that's not why I canceled. I canceled it because it was on a Monday, and it was going to rain that day. And I postponed it, and now I postponed it.
Because you have 3 friends. And that's okay. It's okay to only have 3 friends.
First of all, I have tons of friends. You only have 1 friend.
I have so many friends.
Oh, yeah? Name five. No, I don't want to put you in. That's sad. That's mean. I don't want to be mean to you.
But also, like, she's so easily.
Huh?
I can name 100 of my friends right here on the spot.
Oh, sorry, but TikTok people don't count.
Yeah.
No one's friends with people on TikTok. How would you be friends with someone? That's like being friends with someone on YouTube. How are you going to be friends with someone on YouTube? That's dumb.
Okay? Why were you drinking almond milk the other night?
Because it tastes good.
Yes.
Rich.
What?
I love that she can push her buttons so easily. Like, you never back down even from your own daughter. Like, she'll start bugging you, or she'll lie to you about something. You'll be like, that's a whatever. And she'll be like, no. And you'll be like, yes, it is. You start getting so mad.
No, because she doesn't learn. She has no learning curve.
Oh, well, someone just got a learning curve because you just learned that from yourself.
What? No, Raina.
He just said she has no learning curve, which is something I say about Rich constantly. So now he's using what I say about him about you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, get out of here. Go. Yeah, go. No, we don't want you here. You're bringing it down. No, you're terrible. No, you don't get the microphone. If you want to say something, you got to yell it.
No, talk. Yeah, you're too.
No,
you come in here like you're.
Yeah. I'm like, so cool.
Like you're too cool.
So cool.
No.
Real cool. I'm the coolest.
No.
Yeah, you
no.
Pierce your own ears. I don't even see earrings in there.
Because I had to get a different pair of earrings.
What?
Piercing earrings. You know, the ones with the sharp ends.
And
the earrings I was using were too dull, so they didn't, like, you know.
And you pierce your ears because. Well, one, you think it's cool. You do it with, you didn't have any rubbing alcohol to keep it from getting
we
infected.
We use hand sanitizer. That kills 99% of bacteria.
You put hand sanitizer in a cut.
It's not a cut. She already had her ears pierced. They just grew over. It's not a
but
big
she's
deal.
She's still recutting her ear.
It's hard to explain to someone like that doesn't understand, but it's people do it. It's totally fine. I used to have to.
Mom was trying to do it before.
Yeah. I have mine grow over, and every time I wear earrings, I have to poke it through. It's just a little piece of skin membrane.
And then Raina goes, oh, I want to get my nose pierced.
I want to get my nose. It looks cool.
You're 13. It looks cool.
Yeah.
Cool comes from the inside,
okay,
not the
outside.
Okay,
you missed your 100 tattoo.
Yeah, what the hell? Damn.
It doesn't matter.
Explains why he only has three friends, because apparently cool comes from the inside, but he has to pretend to show it from the outside.
No, you're wrong. I'm
it's
already
hard to get
cool.
out, huh?
Yeah, that made no sense. It's Dumb and Dumber. I'm doing a podcast with Dumb and Dumber. yeah, see?
Yeah, but why would you say put things on your body? Cool comes from within while you're like full sleeves.
But I was already cool before I did this.
No.
Yes,
no.
You didn't know me.
Yeah.
You weren't born.
No.
I was going. Is that what you're going to just sit there?
I think nose. They look cool. People my age have them.
Have what?
Nose piercings.
No, yeah, no, they're hoochies.
Okay. Well, what if I want to be a hoochie?
And then I had an argument. I could play it on a thing because I taped it with Raina.
You play, kill you.
I said to her, oh, yeah, you know what? Let's play
it. No, don't. No, we don't need to do that. We don't need to do
I
that.
I said, you know, there's peer pressure not to smoke pot.
Barely.
You know, because a friend. She said, oh, there's no such thing
no
as peer
really
pressure
does. No,
anymore.
Not, I never said that.
Yes, you did. I said
people at my school don't really care.
They peer pressure. And she goes, no, nobody wants to give you their pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's how they get you started. It's peer pressure. When your friends are smoking, they go, no?
No. No, no.
No, we can listen
to
a minute. Just a minute and stop. It doesn't hurt. It's not bad.
Sorry, we're back.
Why? What's the reason?
Because I don't like how my voice sounds on it, okay?
Then explain why you don't think there's peer pressure in your school or with kids your age.
I don't know. I don't really do it. Peer pressure.
But why do you care if she's saying that?
Because I'm telling her how kids get started on smoking pot or drinking through peer pressure. Because that doesn't happen.
Well, I mean, if that's how they go through it, then I feel like I would be peer pressured by now.
I'm trying to be aware.
Peer pressure a lot of times happens where they just... I forget.
Why stick up with me and agree that there's peer pressure?
Well, do you go to my school? Yeah.
I know. If you listen to this, she doesn't think there's no such thing as peer pressure.
I never said that.
Well, I'd love to weigh in, but I guess I'm not allowed.
No, because you're going to go. Let's go.
No, I'm just saying peer pressure sometimes happens where she might not realize it's peer pressure.
Then that's what I was trying to explain to her.
Well, good. Then if you'd heard me, you would have known it. And you wouldn't have to make your big fucking buggy eyes at me.
I didn't make big buggy eyes at you. Ooh. Hey,
you're so awful.
You're so disagreeable.
I was about to fucking say something. You won't even let. I just said, forget it.
No, I don't get. All I said is to her is, be careful with your friends or kids.
Okay, you're great. Rich, thank you for sharing. What a wonderful dad. Oh, she disagreed. She's 13.
She says there's no peer pressure.
She thinks there's no peer pressure. Let's send her to her room until she agrees that there's peer pressure. Let's do that.
I'm trying to explain to her what it is.
Oh, okay. The king has spoken. You must always agree with the king or else he'll... No, you got mad at me earlier for not agreeing with you. You got mad at me right now before you even heard what I was going to say for not agreeing with you. You got mad at Raina for not agreeing with you.
I didn't get mad.
What am I missing here? What am I missing?
That I'm right.
You're 100% right all the time?
I'm not 100%
right. You walk around like you're a king and you're not.
I do not walk around like I'm a king. I fucking walk around like I'm a team player. All right. I walk around like a king. Look at you too. Look like your team. She's already trained to no matter what I do, she's going to agree with you. And you don't think that's
probably true?
I think that's wonderful. Because why would anyone look at you?
What do you mean? You're going to judge
fog pores. Why would I listen to someone?
No, I'm not.
Doesn't know how to wash their face.
Stop. I wasn't going to go there.
Oh, really? To clog pores?
I mean, they're huge.
We gave you a charcoal face bar.
We gave you those little pore strips.
Why won't you do them?
We gave you a man face mask. It's made so it could go over your beard.
I don't even know where it is, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Never use the gifts we give you.
Why don't I just put masking tape on my face and rip it off?
That would probably work more than what you're doing now.
I don't have, what do I have, one or two?
You have 100 everywhere, all over your face.
Oh, really? Where?
Here.
I mean, you know where your face is, right?
Here.
Like, why would you say where on a podcast? Like, how does that help? Like, you basically what happened was that you didn't know how to defend yourself. So you just go, but no, where? Like, why?
What do you mean I don't know how to defend myself?
Well, because
you act like my whole face is full of fucking pores or whatever.
You have a lot on your forehead in between your eyes.
A lot of very big pores, very clogged pores, a lot of blackheads.
Look, I don't want to talk about this on the podcast, but we have given you gifts in the past to help you with this issue.
You don't use any of the gifts we give you.
That's not true. You think that stuff works?
Probably works.
Not when it's in the container.
Where did you get the gifts at?
I don't fucking know. These are from years ago.
You got them from the dollar store.
No, never.
The mask stuff you got from the dollar store.
No, absolutely not.
No. You don't get...
Maybe Five Below, but that's not a dollar store. That's at least $5.
That's at least $5.
You gonna repeat what she says?
No, I'm just speaking my mind.
Look, it's like you two. It's like staring at the same person. Do you think I would go after your personal appearances on a podcast? And how did you get to pores anyhow?
I don't know. That was Raina. That's not me.
You sat and agreed with her and said you're right.
I mean, we did give you gifts that you didn't use.
You never use any of our gifts.
That's not true. I use all your gifts.
No, you still haven't used a 23andMe. You returned the nice Fitbit I gave you to use your dumb phone walking app.
I don't even do that anymore. I don't care about 10,000 steps.
When you did care, you could use the Fitbit. But no, you had to return it. Good gift.
Thank you.
You returned it.
Thank you. Why don't you cry?
I'm gonna cry.
Why do you cry?
All right, I gotta go.
Why?
Bye, guys.
No.
Raina, we could do a few minutes.
No,
come on.
I like, no.
Come on, hang with me for a few minutes. Are you?
Nah.
All right, then I'm going to wrap this up.
All right,
you don't have anything you want to plug?
PayPal, Boss Rainer.
No, Bonnie. September 3rd, King of Prussia, Soul Joe Comedy, myself and Florentine. Go to their website to find out about tickets, Soul Joel, J-O-E-L. And then also September 26th, East Brunswick Square Mall will be outside doing a show there. Me and Florentine and Karen Feehan will be hosting both of those shows. So go to Uncle Vinny's to get tickets for September 26th. And thank you. That's all we have right now. See you later.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.
You're ready for a change. Payday comes 2 days early with Citizens. So grab the last spot to that wellness retreat. New you moves to the country. Now you're buying goat feed. Too much goat feed. And you've overdrafted. Luckily, with Citizens Peace of Mind, you can reverse overdraft fees and relax in your new yoga class with goats. Are you ready for all that life brings? Learn more at citizensbank.com/you got this. Citizens. Made ready. Terms and conditions apply.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.